This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, guys?
What is up, everybody? It is Friday, and you are live with the Millennium Jam. Bam, 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 bam. You can't put that much bass in your voice. Eh? It has to be like a bam, 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 bam.
Okay, let's try this again.
Okay.
Okay, one, two, three.
Bam, 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 bam. Yes, fucking successful, guys. Yes. All right, so we have more heat, more fire, more life, more everything.
We got a good show
We've
today.
We've got a spectacular show today. So, my name is Kanye Palmer.
And I'm Zinche.
And we are the Millennial Gen. And we're about to bring you some heat. We got some tunes. Listen out for the bed music, because I've literally been SoundCloud surfing all week for you, just so I could deliver some fire, fire, fire tunes, man. All right, guys, but I am excited. Why don't we introduce our first guest, guys? What's up? Why don't you say hello to the beautiful people?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, guys?
Why don't you say your name? Tell the people who you is.
My name is Pomi Muse. I am... daughter of Zook. Mind your life.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Spicy.
A little bit of friendly competition going on here.
I'm Muse. The
Did you say
daughter
Muse?
Of Zook. Yes, M-U-S-E. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Who are you, brother?
I'm Judge, a.k.a. Julius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say Judge or Jules?
Judge.
All right. Wow.
Get
I had two guesses and they were both wrong. My bad. All right. Tell us a bit about yourself, guys. Why don't we start with the lady?
Sure. Finally, thank you. You be quiet. So we are a band or a duo. Band is more appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Called SAGE. It's an acronym for Success Acquired Through God's Extension.
Whoa.
Damn. And as you said that, the beat dropped.
Shit.
I swear I didn't plan that, guys. Damn. All right. So how long has your guys' band been going for?
We have been around for about a year and some months.
It's almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope. So how did you guys meet each other?
This one is
She tells the best story.
This one is my little brother.
Oh, came from the same womb.
No, not like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's my little brother, and we were out waiting for our parents after church. They had a meeting, and I just turned to him and I said, let's start a band. And he said, I've always wanted to be in a band.
Yes.
And the rest is history.
Yep.
Jeez.
Well, that no, the rest is SAGE.
Yeah.
You're part of it. You're officially out.
Basically.
Shit. That was great. So, what type of genre did you guys dabble in?
We don't like boxes.
It's funny because we were talking about it.
Yeah, we don't like boxes, yeah. But we understand, like, people want to know what music to associate us
with. Yeah.
We go by trance, soul.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
A bit of alternative.
A little alternative, yeah.
Love that. So do you only sing, and does he only play the guitar?
For the moment, I only sing and he plays the guitar and drums and anything that is an instrument. He just has to breathe around it and he knows how to play it.
What?
Yeah,
sounds like an order.
That shit sounds like a superpower.
Yeah,
damn.
He really is. He's that great. But he recently started singing with me, so I mean, I feel like my job is under threat now. So now I'm learning instruments.
Shit, this brother's a threat. How many interested instruments would you say you can play?
I can say, like, yeah, max 6, 7.
Name them for us.
Yeah. So I play guitar, bass guitar, play drums, I play keys. So anything that has to do with keys, from organ. I play a bit of violin. Right now I'm learning how to play flute. I play a bit of
synth, bongos.
Yeah, bongos, marimbas. So pretty much anything that's like you said. Yeah.
I don't know what that's called.
A kalimba.
A pen drum.
Yeah.
Yeah. The list is endless.
I just shouldn't have asked. That one's on me. Alright, so tell me, what do you guys do during the day? What's your 9 to 5?
This is our 9 to 5.
I'm also like a low-key student.
Okay.
Yeah.
High-key musician,
basically. Yeah.
Where and what are you studying?
I study film and performing arts. Something totally different. At Demelin.
Mm-hmm.
Then most of the time I'm with this one here. just jamming and musicking.
Saging.
That's dope. Yeah. So what's in the pipeline for Sage? Are there performances coming? Actually, do you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting way ahead of myself. How about you guys play us a song?
Coolios.
Are you guys down for that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let me turn you on there with the guitar real quick. Do you wanna just hit it again? Give us a young preview there. Okay. Tell us the name of the song and then take it away.
This is called Miss Identity. We are very weird with like titles.
I love it though.
It's called Miss Identity and I hope people like it.
Take it away. I'm sorry, I was
That was deep.
I'm not gonna lie, there were some tears. Like, yeah. I'm really trying to hold it back. Jeez, Louise with the slice of crackers and cheese, man. Jeez, no, that was incredible.
Okay,
thank you so much. You can sing like an angel, yeah. Dude. No. What?
Yeah. I tell every day.
No, I mean, I'm so nervous that I feel like what you're
underperforming. Nah, dude, that was for real. That was incredible. Like that moved my soul. You had something.
I was reflecting.
Dude, I'm not lying.
You know, I was going to some serious places, guys. You know that look where you look out over your whole
that
life.
That was me right now.
Shit.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask what inspired that song.
Yes.
Yo, that's so funny.
Look, I think was so dark and dense and heavy. That I felt like I was just what too much but not enough.
Yeah.
And then we just, you know, when you're with someone and you're just destroying them.
Yes.
So I just felt pity, I guess. It's from like a point of I see that you're human but I'm so dense for you.
So this was an experience that you went through yourself.
I was in my own feels. She's like, hey, can you play something? I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll just we literally made the song in like two minutes. Yeah.
But you know what's so cool? Jeez. You guys are literally on the same wavelength, same frequency. Oh my God.
You guys have some serious symmetry. Like this was a band that was meant to be.
Yes.
Shout the fuck out, Sage.
Oh my God, look how excited they are.
Guys, that
Thank
was...
Thank you. It was beautiful.
Dude, without question, we want another song. We want another song.
Right,
give the people what they want.
Give them what they want. Can I ask you? How long have you been singing for?
2 years.
2 years. Like, did you go for singing lessons, or did you just one day in the shower you were like, "Oh damn"?
No, I would like to say shout out to Shelton Phobes.
Yeah, no, really.
He has stretched us beyond what we knew we were capable of, and I think we're always striving to expand. Yeah. So I mean, I feel like people say, "Oh, you sing great," and I feel like no, I feel like this is subpar. Mm. So
that's very inspiring, and I believe that too. I always say like, I don't know. I'm never going to say that I'm at my best because that means I'm going to stop trying. There's always something more.
True.
There's always something better you can do, something better you can be. So give me a high five. Give me a high five.
It's a stretch.
Damn. So big ups to you guys.
Thank you so much.
How old are you guys? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I asked. How old are you guys?
We're infinite years old.
Yeah, we don't believe
in age. Oh, hectic.
You guys are so
shut down.
We don't believe in it.
We don't.
Okay,
all the flavors and you choose to be salty, girl. Goddamn. Okay, dude. I'm literally so out of questions. So
No. Where can the people find you?
Well, on all the socials.
Yep.
At Sage Music SA. On every platform, please, guys. Our Twitter starving.
Yeah, no. For real,
SoundCloud, are you there?
Yes. Yeah, no. Well, we have one, but we have not released anything there. Yeah. We're on Bandcamp though.
Okay.
So if you can go there, we have a little bit of our music.
Yeah.
And we're gonna put a post about you guys on our website. Cause goddamn.
Yeah. Check us out.
Okay. What song are you gonna play for us next? Tell me, is it gonna make me cry? Cause I think I'm a bit emotionally unstable now.
This is it's morbid. The title's morbid, but it's actually pretty cool. So it's called Scars. I only titled it Scars because I'm just like always bleeding. I'm like an open wound, baby. It's really cool. It's really vibey.
All right. Your guitars on. Do you want to just test to see? Oh, there we go.
Yes.
That's the level I'm looking for.
All right, cool.
Okay, thank you guys. So this is Scars by Sage Music.
By Sage Music.
Just take it away.
Your scars manifest, revise it till you get them right. I must have traveled hundreds of years just to meet you smile, to make you smile. I heard you were trying to buy soul, so I thought I'd sing to you. Heard you crying in the distance, said a prayer for you, said a prayer for you, I said a prayer for you. Said welcome to my heart. Welcome to my heart. Yeah. I said, welcome to my heart. Welcome to my heart.
Welcome to my soul, to my soul, to my soul. Your scars manifest, revisit his day with your eyes. Must have traveled hundreds of years just to meet you, to fix you. I heard you were asphyxiated, took a breath for you. Heard that you were brokenhearted, made a wish for you, I made a wish for you, I made a wish for you. Ooh, welcome to my heart. Hey, I said, welcome to my heart. Oh, welcome to my heart. Hey, welcome to my heart. Said you're welcome to my soul, to my soul, to my soul, to my soul, too. I love you in fractions. Said I love you in fractions. All your quirks and your odd factors, your quirks and your odds. Said I love you in fractions, yes. Love you in fractions. All your quirks and all yours. Your quirks and all your factors. Welcome to my heart. Welcome to my heart. Welcome to my soul, to my soul, to my soul, to. Welcome to my heart. Hey, welcome to my heart. Bum, 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 bum. Welcome to my soul, to my soul, to my soul, to my.
Shit. Shit. You're a round of applause.
Thank
shit.
You.
Damn.
Thank you. You guys are too kind.
Guys, that like, was...
2 minutes in, that was already my new favorite song.
Yes. Then our job is done well.
Yeah, no,
yes.
It is, yo.
Thank you so
guys.
Much.
Guys, come on.
Oh my
god. Oh my god. That was incredible.
Thank
holy
you.
Shit. Please keep doing what you're doing. Yay. Don't ever stop.
Oh, thank you.
We want to have you back on the show real soon.
Yes!
Damn. Guys, you already said where they can find you on Instagram.
Yes.
So I'm back. Guys,
it's
Sage Music.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much for
you're
coming through.
Thank you for having us.
I look forward to the heat that you're going to put out very shortly.
Release.
Like, I cannot actually wait. I mean,
thank you very much.
All right, guys. So, I've got a song lined up because we need to take a music break because I need to compose my damn self. Shit. So, I've got a nice song for you. It's On My Mind by Georgia Smith. So,
awesome.
Guys, one more time, thank you so damn much.
Thank
we'll
you
see
for
you
having
soon.
Us.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, yeah, we back. Once again, it's the Millennial Gen. Guys. Jesus, shout out Sage 17. I can see you out there. Shout out. That
shout
was,
out,
I mean, Sage Music. Sage Music, my bad.
Shout out.
Whoopsie. That was crazy. But
that
we came fun. Back, and now we have more heat. It's
it
about
doesn't
to
end.
It's gonna get a bit tense now. We're having the real chats.
Getting
the
deep
chats. The serious things. So we switched up our guests a bit. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Why don't we start from left to right with the ladies? Or well, my left to
ladies
right.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Take it away. What's your name?
My name is Nosipho Khumalo.
Hello.
And
tell us a bit about
happy
yourself.
To be here.
We are happy to have you here. Okay, why don't you know? Let's go with names first, and then we'll go back and do the tell us a bit about yourself. So,
great.
What's your name, girl?
Hi, my name is Kumo.
Hi, Kumo.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Last but not least, what's your name, brother?
Hello, everyone. My name is Sir Romeo.
Sir Romeo. Okay. A whole entire Sir Romeo.
Is that on your birth certificate?
I don't think so.
No.
I really don't. You
I
know?
Wish. I wish.
Okay, guys. So we're actually going to... So obviously, I forgot to say this at the start of the show. It's Women's Month.
Yay! Yes!
Jesus, did you all have to scream into the mics? God damn. Yes, so it's Women's Month. So we have tailored this entire month and our guests... My bad. we've centered it around that, and I've only been playing music by females. I doubt you know this.
No, but I noticed.
I thought that was a nice touch.
And that's, I just want to tell you, I'm so excited. I've never seen this many females in the studio.
Yes,
so.
We're making moves. Yeah. We are making waves. Okay, so obviously there's a lot of pressing issues facing women that we want to discuss here today. We have a very diverse panel. Nosipo is just, she's everything. She does pretty much everything. You can tell them about that, because I do not have enough breath in my lungs to do that. Kumo has studied in America at Columbia, am I correct?
Yeah.
And Stanford, is that?
No.
Where were you at before Columbia?
I was in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. It's really irrelevant at this point.
That doesn't sound irrelevant to me. And Brother Romeo is going to tell us about Plug City Hype and all the things that they are doing and all they are up to. Okay, Nosipo, why don't you take it away and tell us what you do, girl?
Okay, first of all, I'm a student. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my second year at Sefako Makgato Health Sciences University. And at my university, I am the deputy editor of our student magazine known as Imprint Student Magazine. I'm also the chairperson for the women's football. I'm the chairperson for the table tennis. And yes, that's about school. Class representative, and I'm also the national secretary for the University Sports of South Africa. I also form part of the NEC for the University Sports of South Africa.
Yo. Do you need some water there?
Please. No, just joking. You know, I'm also a writer. I'm a poet. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an MC. I'm a project leader at Logoketa. I'm also a tutor under ESCOM. I also tutor under my own tutoring service, Crash Course. So I'm a founder of two startup companies, and I think that's just about it.
Jeez, the hell you mean just about it?
She literally does everything. Kanye was not joking.
Dude, but like, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Shit, I lost all the questions I have. So Kumo, why don't you tell us what you do, what you study? Tell us about yourself. That was a bit of a hard act to follow. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, maybe we could like skip me.
No.
Okay, so I am going into my second year of my master's degree in counseling psychology.
Damn.
So at Columbia, as was mentioned.
Ooh.
And and I'm hoping to specialize in counseling for LGBT issues, sex, women and gender, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have that many other titles.
Tell us about your LGBTQ. I never get that right. Tell us about
LGBTQI+.
Yeah.
There you go.
tell us what got you into that, and tell us kind of what type of things you're doing there.
Well, when I was an undergrad, I kind of fell into studying a minor in women and gender studies. So I kind of just had to take a course. It was like Intro to Women's Studies, and they kind of spoke about a whole lot of things surrounding feminism and all of those things. And they started going into things that have to do with gender and LGBT issues. And I kind of realized that that was something I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that I didn't know about, and something that was really, I don't know, it was interesting to me that I was kind of like, South Africa doesn't really have this kind of thing.
Yeah.
We have like a way that we see gender and the roles that we're supposed to play in each other's lives. And I was kind of like, oh, I didn't really think about what it means for me to be a woman, or what it means for me to identify as being a cisgender person, as a woman. So I kind of just got really stuck into gender and those kinds of things. And so when I was looking for my master's program, I kind of specialized in looking for things that have to do with LGBT issues, gender issues, women's issues.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like the person that all I ever talk about is gender and roles and all those things that people don't think about on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And things that we should be thinking about. I mean, like...
Definitely, yeah.
Last month was Pride Month. No, not 2 months
ago. 2 months ago.
It was Pride Month. And I feel like not a lot of people know about stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And right now, all over the world, we kind of have this new thing where people are kind of, they're coming out, they're loving themselves for who they are, and everyone else is kind of just learning about it now. You know, it's always been there, you know, they've always been people who are part of the LGBT community, but I think now we're kind of as a society getting with it.
Yeah, you're allowed to be gay.
Yeah, you're allowed to be who you are, you know. And it's a very interesting thing to kind of explain to people, for people to like grapple with. And I find it very fun to kind of like hear people's opinions about it and kind of talk to people about, you know, what does it mean that these are the things that you enjoy doing? You know, like, is it because you actually enjoy it, or is it because it was something that you were socialized to enjoy? So, yeah, I just find those conversations really interesting.
So, do you ever plan on coming back to South Africa?
Yes, definitely. I feel like, for me personally, America kind of has all the resources. You know, I stayed there because I realized that, you know, they have the theory and all of the research and things like that that have to do with LGBT issues. So on the point of staying there, I kind of feel like I wouldn't be helpful, especially because I want to be a therapist, and it requires you to understand the social standing of the place that you're in. You know, and I feel like I don't necessarily fit into American society. So if I were to help people, it would be like probably international people. You know, there's always something that you can help with, but I feel like South Africa would be more, I don't know, a place that would benefit more from what I'm doing.
Damn, that was a mouthful. We're gonna go over to Nosipho. We're gonna hit you up just now, brother. We will be back. So Nosipho, out of all of those projects and things that you are doing, what are you most passionate about out of those?
Sure, what a good question.
I thought so.
Well, I consider myself a philanthropist, so basically everything I do is surrounded by the concept of humanity. So if you look at my biography, it's to do with people and the interaction and upliftment. So yes, that's what I'm most passionate about, humans and the love for humans and uplifting humans. So yeah, I hope I answered your question.
Yes, yes, you did.
I wanted to say, you said that you're on the board, or you help out with Lokuketa. So can you maybe tell us more about that?
Yes, Lokuketa is a women organization, an NPO, which aims to empower women. And also what we do is we go to underprivileged schools and deliver sanitary pads for them. But not only so, we tell them about the menstrual cycle. And we educate them about everything around being a woman and the time that you're going through right now, because many of them don't really have guidance with such topics. So we become like their mothers.
But definitely mothers.
And we leave them with a booklet in case they didn't catch everything that we said. There's a booklet, a guide on how to use the sanitary pad and when to use it and so forth.
I just thought it was important to, you know, shout that out, because it is Women's Month.
Yes, it is.
So you should give them a follow on their Instagram page.
Yes, Lokuketa.
Maybe you should spell that out.
I mean, in terms of spelling, I don't know if that's what I'm here for.
Well, that got a bit awkward. Well, moving swiftly along, let's not forget the other brother in the studio. So Romeo, okay, so now you're involved in Plug City Hype, right?
And so is Nosipho.
And so is Nosipho, obviously. Shout out to you guys for bringing that angel voice that's sitting out there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for bringing them through. So, tell us a bit about Plug City Hype, and then tell us about Crash Course.
All right. Plug City Hype, first and foremost, it's a movement for the youth.
Yeah.
I feel like at the time we're in, we're at a digital age where everything's done online. So the power that was given to corporates is no more there anymore. Like, as a youth, I feel like we can do anything. And being a youth, adults usually see the youth as in reckless, destructive. But no, we do a lot. Like, the first youngest billionaire is how old? 20?
21. Kylie Jenner.
And she's the youngest billionaire. And this shows how much power the youth has. So,
I'm getting so excited.
Jeez. Because it's so keen. We get it. She's rich. Damn. She was on Forbes. We get it.
I'm
joking, but that is an achievement. I 100% agree. I feel like as youth, we have so much power now, and we have a voice.
Yeah.
And shout out to people like Cliff Central for giving us this platform and this voice
to
talk about some real shit. Right? Okay. I feel like that's the perfect segue for us to go into some of the real issues. We're about to feel very overpowered because we're going to talk about some of the most pressing issues facing women from obviously the perspective of you. Why are you guys all just giving each other
look? I'm just like, I was not prepared. Yeah, not prepared.
Okay.
Okay, no, I'll go first.
Please.
Okay. Pressing issues of women. And this actually relates to something that was happening on Wednesday. Guys, femicide.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know, but there was a total shutdown march on Wednesday from 1 o'clock to 1:30, and guys, like, I think living in South Africa, I don't know if you know, but the femicide rates here are 4 times more than the femicide rates around the world. Like, what is going on?
So scary.
Sure, that's terrifying. I didn't realize it was that bad. I know femicide is a serious issue here.
It's bad.
It's a bit like an. Like, what do you guys think is at the root of that, Mrs. Psychologist?
Men.
Toxic masculinity.
Men.
Yes.
Okay, do you guys take this conversation a bit further?
Yeah, there's a term for it.
Explain it. Take the conversation a bit further. I think this music might be a bit too chipper though.
So, toxic masculinity is kind of the idea that the roles that men play in life have to do with sexual prowess, kind of being unemotional, violent kind of beings. So the idea of toxic masculinity and how it relates to kind of femicide is the idea that men have this idea about being dominant beings, and it's something that they've learned from being a child. So obviously gender is a social construct in general.
Yeah.
So obviously these are things that are not just
I'm getting excited.
Literally me all the time. So because gender is a social construct, it's something that's been taught by society. It's not like men are just supposed to be this way. You know, there's a kind of and I also think that masculinity in general, people tend to see it as a violent thing. And there is such a thing as healthy masculinity.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of have to be a person who's just unemotional doesn't make you more man, honestly.
Yeah.
And so when it relates to femicide, it's kind of like showing women have become like this icon of getting into manhood. Yeah. You know, like becoming a man has to do with you losing your virginity or sleeping with women or something like that. So I think it contributes to femicide in that men are now like, well, if you're not, you know, kind of bowing down to the fact that I want to do this certain thing to you, now it becomes a violent act. And, you know, you have to show your dominance. And when a woman says no, now it's problematic. But, you know, I'm not kind of succumbing
pride
to what you want me to
issues.
Do.
Exactly. So, yeah, pride issues.
Pride.
But what I have found is looking at this whole thing.
Yeah.
I'd say it roots back to childhood.
Yes.
The problem is language. I don't know if it's okay to say so.
Yeah,
but
say whatever you
know,
want.
Growing up, we tell kids to say no. Cry, don't cry. Be a man.
Yes,
be a man.
Yeah.
Or boys, don't do this.
Yes.
What? You boys see, we always cry. Say such things. So it comes down to a language thing.
Culture.
Culture.
That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
It's like all behaviors learned, and that's why I think we have like such an issue here in South Africa because our cultures are very dominant and men at the center of life.
Male-centered,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think it's also like just a thing of, for example, like it's okay for the double standard of, let's say, it's okay for, we were speaking about this the other day when
we were
banter with the boys, like men sleeping with a lot of women is praised and you're the man. But as soon as a woman does that, she's slut shamed.
Double standards.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's also taught in cultures that like your woman
that's
is supposed
so
to be submissive to her husband and she was created for her husband.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I feel like it's like the idea of feminism, people tend to be like, it's just attacking men.
No.
And that's not the point. Like feminism is for everybody. You know, it's about allowing women to like not decide to have a family and not decide to be,
like,
you know, want to be the
to
head
be
of
themselves,
the household,
you know?
But at the same time it's allowing men to be able to stay at home, to have emotion, to be able to hug their friends without saying no homo, which is a very stupid concept.
We do it all the time.
Stupid concept. So I feel like we've like, this is kind of a part of the research that I'm doing, is that men are socialized at school, in the media, at home. So it's kind of like this constant idea that manhood is a thing that you have to grow into, and everything that you do on a daily basis has to contribute to you becoming
a man
which is not a thing that you, you know, become. You just are.
You are.
You know, you are as what you identify as.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Exactly.
Deep.
It's very deep. I was going to say that, like, because I do that in media too, and we like study how programs and magazines are all like structured around like telling you these are the steps to becoming a man, these are the things you need to qualify as a man. And I also don't blame like the older generation, because like, for example, when our parents were alive, like even during apartheid, being gay was like the last of their priorities. I mean, people were like fighting to just be alright, like being black. And because like people's sexuality has been oppressed for such a long time, I think that's why people are still kind of warming around to the idea of like, you can be this, you can be open. And like you're saying, because she's an activist, it's all about teaching people and allowing people to understand and let people like be expressive of who they are. And also I think an important thing about like forms of identification is that you don't have to identify as anything. Like you don't have to pick whether you identify as female or male. If you can just be you.
And I think
Yeah, that relates to her song Miss Identity. I was listening.
I feel like society's had made labels for people. And a lot of like people that I've spoken to when doing research and interviews is people are like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be or what I am. And it's just about just be you. You know, there are people who don't identify as any gender. And they're perfectly fine. Like there isn't, and on top of that, then you have families who are like, but what does that mean? You know, you have to fit into this binary idea of male, female, feminine, masculine. And that's not how the world works. And people assume that, you know, it hasn't been there before, but it always has. It's just that, you know, now is the time that people have been given the platform to say what they want to say and be who they are, you know, without judgment, hopefully.
Which is why, like, I suggested to the campaigns that are already running for femicide and the LGBTIQ. I hope I said it right.
Plus.
Well, especially dealing with the femicide topic in South Africa, what I suggested is that, you know, we have all the women walks and women conferences and to discuss this issue. But my main concern is we need to turn our eyes to the men. We need to bring the men in and ask them, why are you doing this? And what is pushing you to do this?
Exactly.
We can't bring the women to discuss that, okay, this is what we're going through. We know that that's what we're going through, but we need to know why it's being done to us.
And how we can stop that.
Exactly. Like, so that's why I'm just I want to tell all the campaigns running, please, for the following year, just try include the men, because even the posters say, like, women, come girls, you see, what about the men?
But guys, so last year when Men Are Trash started, the retaliation, not necessarily retaliation, but like, maybe when I explain it, it will make sense. Men actually started the movement Not In My Name. And what that was all about is that, yes, you know, men are abusing people and killing people, raping people. But it was a group of men that said, okay, because, you know, the retaliation to Men Are Trash would be, oh, but not all men are trash. But I was telling them, you're still trash if you know someone who's doing that and you're not doing anything about it. So these were a group of men that were like, not in my name. Like, I'm not going to allow abuse to happen in the name of men anymore. We are actively going to do something to stop that. So I just think that that's a, like, you know, like what you're saying about men being involved.
I'm just saying that, like, we shouldn't separate. We should, like, I'm so sorry.
Not your time, guys, can you talk?
That's literally why I wanted to go
I'm so sorry to cut you. But that's what I'm just saying, that we have so many separated campaigns. Separated campaigns. Now we need to come together and put our heads together and find the causes and solutions, because you can't develop a solution without the cause. As women, we can sit together, but there is no way we will find a solution without getting inside a man's mind and understanding what drives him or what drove him to that point.
It's a whole thing of, like, we teach women how not to get raped. But why are we not teaching men, just
not
don't rape?
It's crazy. It's crazy. I agree 100%. I've been a bit quiet, so I'm just going to give my 2 cents. Based on what you're saying, there's this there's this thing called the He For She campaign.
He For She.
And basically, that's exactly what you're saying. It's saying men must get the fuck involved. Sorry, I apologize, guys. I swear a lot. But like, men must get involved. It can't be enough for just women to all get together. Like, men have to be involved in the solution, otherwise it's not gonna get anywhere. Like, fathers need to be teaching their sons the stuff. It needs to start at home, you know.
Exactly.
So it needs to start with our generation, our woke generation, as we like to call ourselves. We need to realize that, I mean, because this is a really big issue. This is something that's serious. Because, I mean, we need women to survive. Where would we be without women? You know?
Not having like, children.
You know, we go to women for everything. When we're sad, when we're hungry, when we're horny, the whole shebang. You know? Men do not value or appreciate women enough. And it's a big problem. So, to everyone listening, you need to be the change. You need to implement the change.
Yeah.
You need to report. If your mates are doing that shady shit, report them.
And tell them.
Tell them. Don't just be tolerant. Don't let it happen. Because you're just as bad if you let it happen.
Exactly.
Silence is complacency.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Exactly. So, that was our little call to arms.
Yes.
That was spectacular. Well, we only have a little bit of time left. But I can see you guys have a lot to say.
No, but just before.
Just
I was before. Just saying, you know, because we had a whole woman talk, and there is a gentleman here who came to tell us about his platform, Plug City Hype. So we deviated from that a little bit, so I think we should just go back a little bit. You can tell us
thank
about
you so
that.
Much. Firstly, I would like to say thank you to Sage Music for pulling up here.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Whoop, whoop.
I hope you guys ain't leaving. Good.
Yes. Plug City Hype is, like I said, a movement for the youth. And we are there too. Because I feel like I had dreams. I still have dreams.
Yeah.
And I am living my dreams. And I do feel like somewhere in the city is someone who has dreams. Yeah. And we are the plug. So... when
you
they,
to create hype.
Yes, we have to create hype. So got that's where Plug City Hype.
Hype, I love that.
So when we bring all our talents together, we hope to create something different.
Yeah.
Something authentic. You understand? We want to be like, yo, we made something out of nothing. That's what Plug City Hype is about.
Yeah, and you and Nosipo started this together.
Yes. Yeah, we're both founders of it.
So where can the people find you? How do you help them?
We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. All social network, we're there.
Yeah.
And you can hit us up. We'll check you out. And we do scouts for new talents.
Yeah.
Yes, we do scout for new talents. So if you're out there and we do scout you, please don't be afraid to show us what you got.
Don't forget the handle.
Yeah.
The handle. At Plug City Hype. Everything at Plug.
No spaces.
Yeah. So just to break it down, what they basically do is if you're a musician and you want to get out there, get your name out there.
I think he covered it, hey?
Not only.
I think he did pretty well.
Wow. But sorry.
The look on your face was totally worth it.
Can you guys leave with me? And I'm just trying to figure out what I did.
Guys, it's just because, first of all, I'd like to say we're going to be with us at Millennial Gen. We got plans to work with these Plug City Hype folks.
Yes.
So watch out for them. Watch out for us. We got some things on the way. Got nothing but plans, y'all. And Zintle is so hacked at me right now. She's about to cut my tie. Do you want to do one of these adverts with me? Like, dude, that's so selfish. Okay. Well, yes, we are obligated to do a couple of adverts. But before that, do you guys want to just give out your Instagram handle?
Personal handle.
Tell the people where they can find you.
She's like, no.
No, that's not it. I'm literally just like, I'm just a fun person on Instagram. You're not going to find exciting things. Follow me though.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with you, Nosipho.
My Instagram handle is Nosipho, Nosipho, _ Khumalo, Khumalo. And another underscore. So it's Nosipho _ Khumalo _.
And also, we didn't mention this is Chris Hani's granddaughter.
Save the best for last.
Oh man, we should have started with that. But thank you for following in the footsteps of your grandfather. You're doing great work. And
thank
we
you so
look
much.
Forward to working with you.
I look forward too.
Thank you. You already gave us your handles, didn't you?
No,
yet?
I didn't. Oh.
it's just
jumping.
Rude.
I don't know what you answered.
He's excited for the adverse.
Let's both talk.
Okay. My Instagram and Twitter handle is the same. It's KHVMOMASEGE. There's a V in there because it was just, it's Kumo,
you're
but like obviously
so cool,
I'm trying. Yeah, exactly, that's the point.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
You are so rude.
So rude.
Yeah, funny.
Last but not least, Sir Romeo. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram. Only Instagram. I don't do Facebook or Twitter. It's sir.romeo. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Quick and to the point. Yeah. I like it. All right, guys. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to shut off your mics because you've been talking way too much. I'm just joking. I have to burn through a couple of adverts real quick. Okay. So, what if I told you guys you're going to live for 200 years? As Sanlam turns 100, they're looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on Needing Science, featuring the voices of Nambita Mpuluano and Tapelo. It's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2018. It's a podcast and it pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the20yearold.co.za to listen. Ooh. Or find out more on Cliff Central. There's even one more. Lerato Chabalala. There's two more. What do you mean there's two more? Yo, guys, this one's... I don't even think they're gonna... Like, they're not gonna use these adverts.
Lerato Chabalala is back!
Just do it. You're enjoying it.
She's back with a brand new episode. On this episode of Living It Up, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters.
What?
Lerato chats to the owner of Andrew McKenzie Interiors. With a background in theatre and the opera, Andrew talks about lighting trends for the rest of 2018, as well as decorating for quiet spaces. Download.
Yes.
My English is getting too good.
Download. Tell them where they can download. Take it away.
I hate you.
That was glorious.
Download the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Make sure to get new episodes every Thursday and explore interior design, making the best use of the space you have, how to make your room more intimate, deco for the kids, and so much more. Okay, and last one for today. During LA's most violent riot, I don't think this one's for us.
I don't think that's for us either. Anyways, we good. We live. We did it. Y'all can't be mad.
Yeah.
So guys, to all our beautiful listeners, I love you. This is your boy at Kanye Palmer. I wish you guys love, light. I wish you guys a spectacular weekend. I'd like to thank every single one of these beautiful people who came in today.
For being here.
You are all incredible. Do not stop what you are doing. We are going to change the world, people.
Yes.
I decree it here today. Okay. All right? Where? Oh, my bad. All your mics are off.
My mics are off.
All right, guys, but we literally have seconds to go.
Okay, but yeah, this is me, Zintle Pal, signing out. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Obviously, I've got a... Are you done? Are you guys done? Wow. Yeah. Guys, there's so much hostility here today. I think I'm about to be jumped.
Real conversation.
Wow. Yeah, guys, so I've got Sober by Mahalia, but it's a remix, so just enjoy that. Peace.
This is cliffcentral.com.